All right, we got to get rolling here because we got two people that got to go to meetings after this. And we certainly would like to discuss this more. Call to order, please. Can you join me in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
He's absent. No, I'm here.
Counselor Lathrop?
Present.
Counselor Mayne?
Here.
Counselor Sebelia?
Here.
Counselor Southern?
Here.
Counselor Utick?
Present.
Okay, remarks from the public relating to matters on the agenda with a 3-minute time limit. Remarks from the public relating to matters on the agenda with a 3-minute time limit. Remarks from the public relating to matters on the agenda with a 3-minute time limit. Okay, moving on. New business. I'm going to read these in entirety, and then we will vote on each one of these five items. The town of Montville hereby resolves to authorize district HVAC projects, including the Montville High School HVAC project, at a total cost of $6,609,000. The Palmer Building HVAC project, total cost $884,000. The Mohegan Elementary School HVAC project, at a total cost of $2,535,500. The Oakdale Elementary School HVAC project, at a total cost of $2,999,000. And the Dr. Charles E. Murphy Elementary School HVAC project, at a total cost of $2,472,500. And to approve the local funding of $6,609,000 for the Montville High School HVAC project. I was looking at, we did that twice, but we didn't. Keep moving. $884,000 for the Palmer Building project, $2,535,500 for the Mohegan Elementary School project, $2,999,000 for the Oakdale Elementary School project, and $2,472,500 for the Dr. Charles E. Murphy Elementary School HVAC project, based upon the town's December 12th referendum and issuance of the bond, which includes funding not to exceed $15,500,000 for the Montville Public Schools air conditioning project.
So move. You looking for a vote now?
Yep. May I have a second, please?
Second.
Any discussion? Okay, roll call, please.
Counselor
Favor.
Yes, Counselor
Lathrop? Favor.
Counselor Sebelia?
Favor.
Counselor Southern?
Favor.
Counselor
Utick? Favor.
Counselor May?
Favor. That is 6-0 in favor. The town of Montville hereby resolves to authorize Montville Public School Superintendent to apply to the Commissioner of Administrative Services and to accept or reject the HVAC indoor air quality grants at Montville High School, the Palmer Building, Mohegan Elementary School, Oakdale Elementary School, and Dr. Charles E. Murphy Elementary Schools for the HVAC projects, which include adding air conditioning to un-air conditioned spaces at each of the named schools. May I have a motion?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Any discussion?
Yeah. She can reject by herself. She can reject that.
Why would she reject it?
I know.
I think it's just
the saying that, though.
I know. I see that too. I was going to say something.
Well, it's we're authorizing the superintendent to apply it.
Also, she can reject on her own, without us. If she can reject it.
If that's the way it's
I don't know if that's
to
exactly
apply to
written.
The Commissioner of Administrative Services
and to accept or
reject.
I would find it hard to believe that the superintendent would reject it, but let's just read it again.
to apply to the Commissioner of Administrative Services and to accept or reject the HV indoor air quality grants at Montville High School. So she can reject it. Evidently, if it's not, may not be high enough with what she thinks, she's given sole authority to reject it. We have no say.
Can we remove the words or reject?
I don't know if we can. I got to be honest with you guys.
No, we can't.
I don't know about that.
If you get rid of the word and, it changes it so the Commissioner of Administrative Services can accept or reject, not her.
Yeah, I think that's it.
You know what I mean? Get rid of the word and, it refers to the Commissioner of Administrative Services. I think that's what they're trying to go for with that, because it's not guaranteed that it's accepted. So I think that's what...
Yeah, because you're right. Absolutely right. It says, to apply to the Commissioner or Administrator to accept or reject the... Yeah, so it is...
Get rid of the word and. I think it reads better.
How can we change what they got down here? I don't know if we have the authority to change that statement.
Because it was on the referendum?
Yeah, I think that's the way it's written.
So we either accept it like it is and just we questioned it. It's in the minutes that we question that. But I don't think we can sit here and change that.
I'm not proposing that we change anything on this. But I definitely...
I'm sorry. I thought you were. Okay.
No. You were asking about the reject. But I think it's just the way it has to be written legally. I would find it... I mean...
At least we got it in the minutes that we thought we... We looked at that. So.
I think it's applied to the Commissioner of Administrative Services to accept or reject their indoor quality at. So it's not. The way I read it is the superintendent is not. We're authorizing her to apply to the commissioner
for them to accept or reject.
Right.
To authorize them.
Weirdly. Any more discussion on this?
Because she's just authorized to apply.
All right.
So. But roll call, please.
I don't know. I hear you.
Favor.
Councilor Lathrop?
Favor.
Councilor Sebelia?
Favor.
Councilor Souther?
Favor.
Councilor
Yuzik? Favor.
Councilor May?
Favor. 6-0 in favor. Motion's approved. The Town of Montville hereby resolves to establish the Montville High School HVC Project Building Committee, the Palmer Building HVC Project Building Committee, the Mohegan Elementary School HVAC Project Building Committee, the Oakdale Elementary School HVAC Project Building Committee, and the Dr. Charles E. Murphy Elementary School HVAC Project Building Committees, each comprised of the Board of Education and the Superintendent as the building committees for the HVAC Indoor Quality Grant for the Montville High School HVAC Project, the Palmer Building HVAC Project, the Mohegan Elementary School HVAC Project, the Oakdale Elementary School HVAC Project, and the Dr. Charles E. Murphy Elementary School HVAC Project.
So move.
Second that.
Thank you. Any discussion?
So there's no one else on the committee besides the Board of Education and the Superintendent?
That's correct.
Thank you. Exactly right.
That's what they're off, that's what they're putting there.
So do they have HVAC experience?
Well, it would be a building committee, so they would be talking to the vendors. They have their own facilities director during the Board of Ed. So they have all the mechanisms to do. I mean, it's just a building committee that would be overseeing the process.
That's interesting. That's the thing that I thought. I'm not trying to be picky, but...
Would you like to
talk? We also got an engineer. We have an air conditioning study that we already...
So
this is with the architect,
the engineer, and so the Board of Ed will form their own building committees.
Right. They could, or they could use the Board of Education, just like they did with Kyle.
I'm assuming with the members of the Board of Ed?
Yes, members of the Board of Education.
Thank you.
All right, any other discussion? Roll call vote, please.
Favor.
Councilor Lathrop?
Favor.
Councilor
Sebelia? Favor.
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 Councilor May.
Favor. 6-0 in favor. Motion is approved. Item D, the Town of Montville hereby resolves to authorize at least the participation
preparation
of the schematic drawings and outline specifications for the HVAC indoor air quality grant applications for the Montville High School HVAC project. The Palmer Building HVC Project, the Mohegan Elementary School HVC Project, the Yokedale Elementary School HVC Project, and the Dr. Charles E. Murphy Elementary School HVC Project.
Just for the purpose of discussion, so move.
Second.
Tim, what does that really mean? You're into that business, what they're saying there.
What it actually means is the preparation of schematic drawings and outline specifications for the HV. So I think the way they do it is we're...
My take on that would be that releases them to get the engineer, like she was saying, involved to come up with a schematic of where, you know, where they're going to put air handlers, chillers, all of that, and then where the ductwork would go and how they'd balance it and cubic
right.
feet per minute, what they'd have in each room for registers and air circulation and everything else.
So they got to specify that, though. That isn't normally done in the process?
What was actually done...
I'm sorry.
Let me just talk...
It's a requirement by the state to be able to apply for the grant. So it doesn't, you know, it's a requirement by the state to be able to apply.
Okay.
So we have to have these motions in place to apply
for the grant. Correct me if I'm wrong. You spent some money getting an initial assessment of all the schools, and in this assessment... they came up with this dollar amount.
Right.
Now they actually got to take and develop detailed drawings
okay.
and schematics.
Yes.
And develop bids. So now they can take this and literally go out to bid to actual vendors and installers.
Okay.
So that's what this is doing. It's what Ms. Lamoureux just mentioned is it's just one more thing that we're going to go do this.
Okay.
Any more discussion? All right. Roll call, please.
Favor.
Favor.
Councilor Lathrop.
Favor.
Councilor Sebelia.
Favor.
Councilor Southern.
Favor.
Councilor Euclid.
Favor.
Councilor Mayne.
Favor. 6-0. Motion. Okay. Item E. The one we've been waiting for. The Town of Montville hereby resolves to close town offices at 12 p.m. on Friday, December 22nd, 2023, in observance of the Christmas holiday for non-essential personnel and to award 4 hours paid time off for essential personnel who must remain on the job to be used by the end of January 2024.
So moved.
Second.
So we have a... All right, any discussion?
The same thing we did last year, same language, same day.
Remember, Christmas was Sunday. It was back a day, correct?
Christmas was on a Sunday, correct?
Yeah. So this year now they got 3 days in between the holiday.
Christmas is Monday.
Last year.
I don't recall doing this. Before last year. I know we did it last year, but I just don't recall us doing this. And also, I thought it was supposed to be 1 p.m., to be honest with you. I didn't know it was 12.
Yeah, the 12 o'clock was the same we did last year. And I think the year before, there might have been a different... the date fell on a different day of the week. That's why there might have been some differences. I didn't look at the previous years, but you can do that and let everybody know if you want.
All right, any more discussion, or is everybody okay with the 12 p.m. close at town offices?
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to have to make sure we post this because it's Tuesday. It's going to have to be really put out there that the offices are closed or people are going to complain.
Yeah, you just got to make sure they get it on the sign out there.
I'll get it out there.
All right.
Never mind, not you.
Any more discussion? All right, roll call, please.
Councilor Deskowitz.
Favor.
Councilor Lathrop.
Favor.
Councilor Sebelia.
Favor.
Councilor Southern.
Favor.
Councilor
Euclid.
Favor.
Councilor Mayne.
Favor. 6 in favor, no opposed. Motion is approved. Remarks from the public with a 3-minute limit. And I'll go one more time. Remarks from the public with a 3-minute limit. All right. Remarks from the councilors. Mr. Utnick?
Everyone have a Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. And I noticed when I came in, the lights on the town hall weren't on. Are they on a timer? You know?
Yeah, they're supposed to be on at 4 o'clock, the timer.
I thought they would come on when the Christmas tree lights came on.
No, they're on two separate timers.
Oh, they are?
Yeah, they're on two separate timers, but...
you mean the ones on the...
Yeah, on the outside.
But they were supposed to be... both were supposed to be on at 4. They weren't... I'll check them again.
Yeah, they're not.
I'll check them.
All right. Thank you. That's all I have.
Mr. Lathrop.
I just wish everyone a happy holiday, and I look to put this project to bed.
Thank you. Mr. Sebelia?
Yes, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. Enjoy your family and friends. See you next year.
Mayor?
Everybody would be happy to know we were able to interview an applicant today for a planning director.
Beautiful.
The interview went pretty good. We're hoping to get more applicants, so I'm encouraged, very encouraged, and I want to wish everybody a very happy and safe holiday coming up. See you next year.
Southern?
Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, everybody.
Mr. Jaskowitz?
I want to thank the council and all that for our discussion tonight. I think that's very good that we are open that way, we can talk about things, and we'll get things done. And we'll always go in the right direction. In the meantime, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, and everybody be healthy.
So I'd just like to say I want to help Mr. Utnick pick up the mantle, and Mr. Lather, over talk about the reverse 911. I think we need to reach out to who is the person that actually handles the reverse 911?
Dispatch. It just changed. It's in the process of changing. It went from the fire marshal's office to the police department.
Okay.
Considering dispatch center being the nerve center of the operation, they should be the ones that...
Yeah. Well, a couple of things that we need to do.
So we are going to have some training coming up. I'm not sure what the date is yet, but I'll attend that training and I'll be able to...
Well, we can talk about that at another time. You don't have to do that now.
Well, I just want to put it out there. So we started the discussion. I just want to say we need to make sure we get a public awareness campaign that they have to sign up for it. So with that...
Yeah.
You guys have a wonderful
good point.
Christmas, Happy New Year, and I promise I will not do a special meeting before next one. See you guys
until next year.
Motion to adjourn.
So move.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Have a good
aye.
Night. Joe, get to your Board of Ed meeting.
Thank you. Excuse me? Excuse me?
I said get to your Board of Ed meeting.
Kathy, you want to drive me, give me a ride?
You don't
need a ride. You people out there.
Agnes, I didn't recognize
you with the mask on. Agnes,
thank you for getting us.
Oliver gets all done. He's like...